The Utah Taxpayers Association and Utah Restaurant Association argue the 1% tourism, recreation, culture, and convention tax, better known as the restaurant tax, is unconstitutional. Utah Taxpayers Association Vice President Royce Van Tassel says it's simply a matter of equity.
We have a 1% tax on burgers and breakfast burritos and orange juice that you purchase at a restaurant, but if you purchase the exact same items at 7-Eleven, that 1% tax isn't there, and they're competitors in the marketplace, so the county shouldn't be picking winners and losers.
The groups filed suit against Utah County in October, expecting that if successful, it will be applied statewide. Van Tassel says they chose Utah County randomly from the list of counties that impose the tax. The judge in the case has set a May 31st deadline for other counties to intervene if they desire. The Utah Association of Counties is rallying counties to defend the restaurant tax. Executive Director Brent Gardner says the tax is not unconstitutional, adding that tourists contribute about 40% of the revenue.
By repealing the tax and replacing it with something different, such as a sales tax or a property tax, we would be increasing the tax burden on the citizens of Utah by 40%. That doesn't make any sense. Those out-of-state residents ought to help pay for the facilities and the tourism events that they participate in.
Gardner says the legislature has the power under the Constitution to determine who gets taxed and who doesn't.
We have no discretion as a local government, county government, to do anything other than what the statute directs. And the statute directs that only prepared food to be eaten on premises should be taxed, and that's what we're doing. We're following that statute.
Van Tassel says during the 2011 legislative session, the Taxpayers Association proposed putting the full sales tax back on food while lowering the overall statewide sales tax rate. He says if that were passed, counties could then impose an additional increment onto the general sales tax, which he says would make up for the loss.
The Taxpayers Association put together proposal that we thought would address all of the concerns by the counties, focused on wanting to make sure that the counties would continue to receive the revenue that they've historically gotten and that they anticipate in the future. The proposal that we put together provided that degree of certainty.
Salt Lake County is considering signing on as defendants in the case. Councilman Jim Bradley says it won't stand by idly as the suit moves forward.
I would be extremely surprised if not all counties were in concert on the defense of this. It just means too much to all of the local governmental efforts. It would be a major blow to all counties in terms of just providing a real quality of life to their citizens.
The taxpayers and restaurant associations are also asking for a refund of all restaurant tax dollars. Bradley says that's impossible and simply will not happen. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.